Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Forgive or forget, you need forgiveness, and we help you get it. Right here with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, who are you going to be asking for forgiveness from?
There's this guy named Chase, and what happened was we were all, like, out at a Braves game.
Go Braves.
And it was, like, a group of us.
Okay.
Like a group date situation kind of thing.
Okay.
And we're having fun, and, like, kind of, like, drinking, watching the game, and, like, all of a sudden, this foul ball comes, like, flying towards us, and without thinking, I just, like, reached out, and I grabbed it, and it was pretty cool, but then, like, I realized I basically, like, grabbed it from right in front of him and kind of, like, knocked him over in the process. And so the rest of the night, all of his friends were like, yeah, Sarah, you're the MVP. And they kept calling him, like, the water boy since, like, I got his ball. And it was really fun to catch it, but I feel bad because I feel like I stole his thunder and embarrassed him. And so I want to ask him for forgiveness. Because I thought he was cute.
We've all been there. The foul ball is coming your way. I've got it. I'm going to be on TV. This is my moment. And Sarah swoops in. Takes my moment.
So, Sarah, did he see it coming or was he not paying attention?
Oh, no. I mean, like, I kind of thought, right afterwards, I thought, oh, maybe I protected him. But, like... I'm pretty sure that I was not protecting him. I'm pretty sure he saw it coming, and I just, like, completely snatched it right out of his hand.
All right, so you want to ask him for forgiveness for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel more bad about? Do you feel bad about taking the foul ball? Because I wouldn't feel bad about that. That is a souvenir. Or do you feel worse about everybody calling him the water boy?
I feel worse about everybody teasing him afterwards. Yeah. That's what I feel bad about. And also, I thought he was cute. So, I'd like to see him again.
Okay. Oh, that's so, so cute. So, do you think this whole, like, calling you the MVP and him the water boy thing, has this continued? Or was it just that night?
I mean, it just really happened that night. We haven't really gotten to hang out since.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that if he forgives me, he'll give me another chance.
Okay. I can't wait to talk to him and see how he felt about the situation. Because, you know, two people in that exact same scenario could tell the story completely different ways, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah. Sarah, hang on. We're going to help you get forgiveness this morning with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. Hang on. We'll be back in 3 minutes and we'll connect you and Chase.
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Forgive or forget with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. You need forgiveness and we help you get it. We're going to try to help Sarah get some forgiveness for an incident at a Braves game. But first, before we connect her, let's talk to Chase first, okay? Mark, will you pick him up over there?
Line 9. Chase, what's going on, man? Thanks for agreeing to join us this morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Chase. So we understand you recently went to a Braves game. How was it?
It was a pretty great game, I tell you that much.
And we heard that you went on, like, a group date situation, like, with a bunch of friends and...
Yeah, I went on a date with this beautiful girl, and we had a pretty good time at the game with a bunch of friends. And but here's what the funny is that we're sitting there, and they hit a foul ball, right? They hit a foul ball to us, and I could see it coming right to me. And then as I'm about to, like, grab it, she just reaches out and, like, in like midair, like, jumps up, like X-Men style. Like, gives it, like, grabs it, and everybody goes crazy. And then, so for the rest of the night, everybody's calling her an MVP, it was a fun night.
Very cool. So, wait, cool. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, she was the MVP, and what were you?
Oh, yeah. They kept on calling me Water Boy.
That is the part that we're calling you about, Chase. So, Chase, if you're willing to hear her out, Sarah is back on the show with us.
Yeah, of course.
Sarah, are you there?
Hey,
Sarah. You are now on with Chase.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah. What's up, MVP?
I kind of explained to everyone what happened when we were at the Braves game, and I wanted to ask you if you forgive me.
Yeah, of course I forgive you.
And would you, like, maybe want to go hang out again sometime?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, maybe we can go catch a game again or something like that, and, this time I'll bring my glove.
Chase, let me ask a question. So when Sarah jumped in and stole your moment, were you upset about this? Were you okay with this? Or were you, like, embarrassed?
You know, I tell you what, I was a little turned on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this woman's got skills.
She has skills. And I was like, man, this might be, this, you know, I could see something happen with her for a little bit. And, maybe we could sign a trade agreement or something. I don't know.
Well, look, guys, as you know, I work for the Atlanta Braves. So how about this? Maybe I can make a couple phone calls, maybe get y'all a pair of tickets, do kind of a redo, if you will, for this date. And y'all come hang out with me on my perch and maybe have some time to get to know each other without foul balls getting in the way.
That would be awesome.
I'm not saying, just saying maybe kiss cam. Just throwing kiss it out cam. There. Just throwing it out there. We'll see.
Wait, hold on, wait. Kiss cam between me and her or me and you?
You know what? Listen, let's just see how the night goes, all right? The Braves are winning. Everyone's in a good mood. There's no telling what could happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the show, guys. Y'all are adorable.
Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.